In the studio now is the man, the number one DJ, Mr. Tiger.
What's up, Doc?
Nice to have you in town. What's the occasion?
Respect, man. Occasion like what you have me interviewing me right now. That's the occasion, you know?
Just to have you in here, let people know you're in town.
Something like that.
Yeah, the new album called Claws of a Cat. The new song, Windscreen.
Yeah, Windscreen. That's, you know what's relating to? The guys that are wiping windscreen with the squishy at stoplights, right? Those kids need a helping hand morally, you know, see? Not only 25 cents financially. I'm going to tune into the station. For you don't know that the station runs the place, you know. I'm telling you. Bubble Road Boy! And guess what happened, Jason? A big respect to the item every time, you know. See?
Oh, thank you, man.
Come here, tell you that, you know. From a come up here, man. The people don't stop ringing off the phone. That means say you're having a special attention. See? So, I mean, this reservation occasion, God, the grounds settle. Now you all know the Don is Don and Don was dumb one. But this is your cat, MC of the microphone stand. You don't want to know. Don is Don, Don of one, Don of one. Don is Don, Don of one, Don of one. Come again. Don is Don, Don. Well, your time, Jesus.
Special performance in studio by Tiger. Thanks for joining us today. There's no show, but this is a promo tour just letting everybody know about the brand new Claws of the Cat.
Yeah.
And to go out and pick that up at the best record stores in town.
For real, man. You have to get the Claws of the Cat scene because a wide variety of music depending on it. Scene. Worst of all, one of the singles soon be released. The title of it is Nobody Move. And when I hear that, you just flash up on a lighter. Scene. And I guess Jason is going to play the one with me and Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest, who planned it. Listen up!
In the studio here, WERS, special guest, special effect right in here. You're really here, though. It's the man, Tiger. I believe it.
Yes.
And you were just got done discussing you would never, ever live in this country. Huh?
No, you see, you can't be a deserter of your own place, you know. You can't do that. I don't believe in that.
So you go back there, you stay there as often as you can when you're not touring around.
And you know, just go back and stay to my roots. When everybody run left their place, who's going to be there? You know, somebody got to be there.
Stick to your roots.
Right.
Yeah. So who are your main influences in reggae music? The main people that were the ones that you said, hey, you know, I want to do that. I want to make that music.
Okay, you know.
Okay, if it's a long list, we've got who? We've got a lot of
okay,
time.
Okay, first to begin with, we're talking about foreign artists first. See, talking about Louis Armstrong, right? Guys like, what's his name again? What's the matter with the world? Is the world gone mad? Lou Ross. Yeah, the kind of words that he does in his song, you know? And for comedians, you know, people like Dick Van Dyke. Believe me, I'm into that. I'm into that. Right? Now, for Jamaican comedians, Mass Ran and Miss Lou. But Bob Marley now, when he touched down to the recording, singing thing. Bob Marley, Dennis Brown, Greg Reiser, Ken Book, them youth, that big youth. You know, you right, them man, they are big, big inspiration for me. Boy, I can't get up on the mic and talk slackness. And talk to me about this gun thing, you know? More talk about the unification and them things, you know? Other than that, you make people feel good. That's what music and radio is about. You know, them things there, you know? They're doing their thing and I'm doing my thing, you know what I mean?